this is Trevor. Sorry I can't come to the phone right now, but if you leave me a message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Okay, Trevor. Can I talk to you about something? And I know, you're with your family right now. It's Thanksgiving. You're so family over friends these days. It's ridiculous, okay? I used to be such a cool person, a cool bro. Remember the Eiffel Tower? Remember the Eiffel Tower? We weren't even in Paris, brother. Wait, what? Eiffel Tower? Pause? What? Was that a dream? Pause. Eiffel Tower, Trevor, was that with someone else? Anyways, can we talk about fantasy football? I'm 3-1. 3-1, and I got Damian Pierce as my RB2. Now, I got Adam Thielen as an every week starter for this team. So in other words, I'm a phony 3-1 team, right? Or am I traumatized? Right now, I'm standing at the top of the standings, and again, feeling this vulnerable. And it's mainly because of those two guys. I know Adam Thielen. He's not the sexiest player in the league, but when he's on, he's one of the most consistent, not only in fantasy football, but in football. The dude gets the job done when he's feeling himself, and I'm pretty confident in his ability to get it done for a long time on a desperate team that needs a little bit of comfort week in and week out. And the veteran who happens to be so talented can do that, right? Thielen can do that with Dalton or Young. And there's that ability for him to, you know, do it every week and be that guy for me. Not just the Panthers, but for me. And here I am again, traumatized. Also, Damian Pierce. So what is this guy? What is this guy in that offense? He seems to be one of the most boring running backs in football. And unpredictable. And not giving me that secure foundation that I want at RB2. Now, I do got to add, I have Romeo Doubs and Puka Nacua as my two flex spots. I'm in position to have a strong base for weeks to come, okay? Look again. Nacua, Doubs, Adams, Henry, Jalen Hurts. I'm not going to mention George Kittle, but you get what I'm saying? The base is there for 80 to 100 points being scored every week, but there's still a little bit of unpredictability. I can't believe I'm saying this about Thielen, but Thielen again and my RB2. So, with that being said, do you think it's a good time to package these two for a guy like Breece Hall? Remember, I got Puka Nacua, I got Romeo Doubs. I'll find another wide receiver for the flex spot, maybe another running back to replace Thielen, but I kind of want to hit a grand slam right now. And I think I can do it by acquiring Breece Hall. Now, it might be too late because tomorrow Breece Hall does play, and if he rips it up, I think there's no chance of this trade happening, but if something average happens with him and Thielen does it again, I think this trade will be confirmed. And I'm happy with it because, again, I'm trying to win a grand slam here. We're trying to pull off a grand slam so I can win the ultimate prize in fantasy football. And it's not about the moment and the games and the week. It's about being there on the last Monday of the year and caring about what's going on in this fantasy world of mine. Speaking of fantasy, I've been watching way less porn in my 30s. How long have I been 34? Months. Congratulations, right? Begsy, why don't you call me anymore? Anyways, have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we appreciate it, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.